Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Ruziv Gahagun Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet tells us Matzim Chanos Harelu Shalai. If a person found something in a store, it belongs to him. This is obviously referring to something that doesn't have a simon, and the reason why he's allowed to keep it is because the guy who lost it definitely was Miyash. He definitely gave up hope of ever finding it, since it's in a public area. People are constantly coming and going from the store. He gives up hope of ever finding it. Now let's say Bein Ateva V'Lachenvini Shalchenvini. He found something in between the teva and the storekeeper that belongs to the storekeeper. This teva, this box, if you will, is more or less like nowadays cash register. And so if you find something in between the cash register and the store owner or the cashier, so it belongs to the cashier because that's really his domain, if you will. Now let's say we're talking about a money changer. Lifnei Shulchani, if you find something in front of the money changer, Harielu Shalai, it belongs to him because we assume that somebody else had placed it there and not the Shulchani. However, Bein Akisei V'la Shulchani, Harielu Shulchani, if it's in between the chair and the money changer, then it belongs to the money changer because we assume that it fell from him and not from somebody else that had put it there. On to another case, a person bought produce from his friend, or his friend sent him some produce. He didn't buy it, his friend just sent it to him, and he found money there. He's allowed to keep it. He's talking about when his friend buys his produce from multiple farmers or multiple other people. Therefore, there's no way to tell whose money this is. It probably came from one of the farmers whom the produce was bought from, and it's definitely not his friend's, and therefore he's allowed to keep the money, again, because it doesn't have a simon. Now, obviously, if this is his friend's private produce and he only sells stuff that's his, he would have to assume that it's his friend's. Now, if this money was bundled, then the one who received the produce and found this money has to take it and announce it because there's a simon, either the amount of coins that are there or the way that they were bundled. And then moving on to Mishnah Hey, we're going to be discussing a klaliistic idea, a general idea, and what type of thing has to be returned. Even a simla, a garment, is included in all of these. This is referring to a pasuk that tells us that if you see your friends, shor or se, walking around and they're lost, you have to return them. And then the pasuk tells us, you have to do this for your friend's chamar as well, and for his simla, for his garment, and for that matter, anything that he lost. So Mishnah is telling us that really simla is included in any lost object. So Lama Yatzas, why does the pasuk single it out? Why does the pasuk tell us specifically if you see his simla, which is lost, his garment, that you have to return? It must be lahakesh shaleh to make a hekesh to it. Lama Melach tell you ma simla miuchades, just like a garment is unique. Sheyesh ba simanim, it has simanim, it has identifying features. V'yesh l'tayvim, and has someone that's going to be looking for it. If you lose your jacket, you're going to go around looking for it. You don't want to just let it go. I've called over Sheyesh by simanim v'yesh l'tayvim chayv l'hachriz. So to anything that has simanim and has people that are going to be looking for it, they're going to be trying to find their item. If you find it, you have to announce it. And this excludes something that a person was miyayish from. If he gave up hope of ever finding it, so then you do not have to return it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.